This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, I have a couple points, right? So the inefficiencies on our team is running back and defensive end, right? We can't get any pressure and we got a bad running game. Those are two first-round draft pick misses. That's on Veach. We missed on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We missed on FAU. Now that is coming back to haunt us. Number two, I'm trying to understand where Patrick Mahomes' accuracy down the field went. At one time, if you had somebody running wide open like Tyreek down the field, he was hitting them every time. When is the last time he threw the ball over a defender, it landed in the person's hand, and they could just keep running to the end zone? Most of his deep passes, they got to wait on it. They got to turn around, things like that. Like, where is the accuracy? Like, I don't understand it. And these losses have to be on Andy Reid. Every time we ran out of the I formation yesterday, Kareem Hunt got 5 to 10 yards, yet we never did it twice. Romo was calling for it. Just run it two times in a row. Why can't they see that, but everybody else can?
Franklin, that's a great point, man. I appreciate the phone call. We were going to talk about the run game here. I'm at my wit's end with the run game. It's like when you've been kind of begging your partner to change. Hey, this is really what I need. I need better communication. I need more teamwork. I need you to do more. Okay, babe, I'm going to be better. You're not. They don't know how to run the football. That's just where I am with watching the Chiefs play. They don't know how to run the football effectively. They don't want to run the football effectively. They don't want to show a commitment to running the football. This is what I mean by it's just time for new voices, new energy, new input. This team has stayed stagnant for much too long. The Chiefs, in my opinion, completely leaned on the, well, we won 15 games, so we'll run it back. That's a really good philosophy. But for a team that had some deficiencies in the running back room, for a team that had some deficiencies on the defensive line, all they did was draft Josh Simmons. That's all they did. All offseason. That's the only difference from this year's team to last year's team. How are the Broncos different this year? How are the Eagles different this year? What about Buffalo? Like, we can go up and down the national. How about New England? Think of the teams that are now your competitors. How are the Colts different this year? The Chiefs, their difference was Josh Simmons. That's it. It's the same team as last year. Healthier, for sure. You didn't have Rice. You didn't have Hollywood Brown. You didn't have these guys. They were not available. But this is the same team that they ran back again while the rest of the AFC is hungry, trying to catch up, working out. Let's go back to the phone lines. 913-586-7965. Actually, Rob, I want to get your thoughts on the run game. It is important, so I know that we have to talk about it, and I want to talk about the run game. I just feel every week you and I come on here and we say the same thing, and then we watch the games and the Chiefs do the exact same thing, and now we're in this rat race. They're not going to run the football effectively. Like, I don't trust them to do it. If you couldn't do it after the bye week, where you had 2 weeks and we all were joking, oh, you know, Andy's in the basement, he's watching 1972 college football. If they didn't do that to give their quarterback the support that he needed, and he's throwing it 42 times and they scored 19 points against a defense that didn't have their best defensive player in Patrick Surtain, they didn't have their best defensive player, and they also didn't have their middle linebacker, and you couldn't get anything going offensively every single week. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. This is where we are with their run game. They're not going to run the football successfully. That's where we're at.
I don't even know. We agree. They're not going to do it successfully. It's just, it's a waste of my breath, my energy, your breath, your energy, to have the same conversation. Is it chicken or the egg? Do they not run because they can't run, or do they not commit to it, and that's why they do? I don't know. I don't know if it's Reed. I don't know if it's the O-line. I don't know if it's net. I don't know who to blame, but they don't run the ball. That's sentence one. They just don't do it. They do not run the ball. This is the second time in back-to-back games, I guess that's an obvious comment, where Andy Reid has gone into halftime, and I don't know what happens at halftime. He looks at the computer. He looks at the whiteboard. I don't know what an NFL locker room looks like at halftime. But he goes into the locker room at halftime and just decides, I'm done running. Did they run the ball in the second half? I know they literally did. I can look at the drive sheet. They did. But it was zero effectiveness. It was zero memorable. And when the game was on the line, when they had a chance to fire a kill shot, and we talked today about, oh, the AFC West is back wide open. You know what they did? They threw it six times. So I don't know if it's Kareem Hunt's fault. I don't care whose fault it is. Kareem Hunt ain't the one calling the plays.
I can't be mad at Kareem. Kareem played well yesterday.
I mean, to be fair, this morning I was listening to Bob and Dusty, and Kling was on the show, and he said every time Kareem Hunt came off the field, he was exhausted. So, I mean, maybe be in better shape after the bye week and we can run you more than seven times.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, be fair. The Colts' big difference was they went out and got Daniel Jones, so they improved at quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Last year, the Colts, their quarterbacks completed 56% of their passes, had 20 touchdown passes and 19 interceptions. This year at quarterback, the Colts are completing 70% of their passes. Their quarterback has 15 touchdowns and they've thrown 7 interceptions. So you're right. Their improvement was going to get Daniel Jones, which is a significant upgrade from Anthony Richardson. So the Colts improved. The Patriots improved. The Broncos improved. Do we feel the Chiefs improved this offseason? We are seeing the results play themselves out. Let's go back to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry called into the show. Hey, Jerry, good afternoon, my man.
Hey, how's it going, C-Dub?
Doing good, man.
Just, you know, I played offensive line in high school, played it in college, and if you watch Juwan Taylor, anybody that watches him can tell what we're doing. Whenever we're running, he doesn't pump his legs. when we're getting ready to pass the ball, he will literally get into his stance, and if you watch, he'll pump that right foot three or four times. He's trying to get his footing so he can shoot off backwards. So, I mean, if I could see it sitting at home on the couch, surely they could see it on the field.
And, Jerry, trust me, they're seeing it. I'm watching Jawan Taylor play. They're seeing it. I appreciate the phone call. They've seen it with Jawan Taylor. He was doing so well, too. He was avoiding the big penalty. He was doing great. We stopped talking about Jawan Taylor. There was no reason to talk about him. He was playing well. Well, I mean, third quarter of a close division game. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Chiefs get 17 yards. They're about to get the ball on the 3-yard line where it's Kareem Hunt time. What do you know? See a yellow flag on the field. Oh, you know who it's on. False start, 74. Illegal formation. Bro, I can't wait till we're over the Jawan Taylor thing. It's almost over. We don't have that too. We don't have too much more time left. But the Jawan Taylor illegal formation penalty or false start, oh, it is always right around the corner. It's just that's what you got to deal with if you're the Chiefs. That's a coaching thing. I don't want to hear this, well, Chris Collinsworth, bro, that was 3 years ago now. I don't want to hear about that game anymore. Stop talking to me about the opening Thursday game 2 years ago and how Chris Collinsworth pointed out that he was continuously leaving early. Let's go back to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. Both Ken and Michael are both blaming two completely different people. Let's start with Michael. Michael, how you doing, man?
Good. What's going on, C-Dot?
Doing good, man.
So I cannot comprehend how this offense isn't better. Like, the O-line is good. The receiving core is good. Mahomes, I feel like it has to just be on read at this point. Maybe some Nagy, you can lump him in there. And then you pay the interior offensive line like $50 million a year, and you don't even run the ball. Like, if Caliendo was in there for Trey Smith, would anything be different this year? Like, I don't think it would be.
I appreciate the phone call, Michael. We're going to talk about this more coming up at 3 o'clock, and we can talk about it now, too. I mean, he's quarterback of the team. The Chiefs' offense is built around Patrick Mahomes being special. That's what it's built around. It is built around Patrick Mahomes being a superhero. That's what it's built off of. And a problem with Mahomes, for as great as he is, he doesn't have those superhero moments as frequently as he used to. I mean, there was a stretch there where just every week he was doing something that just completely wowed you. No-look passes, little flip to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Their offense is built around they have maybe the most talented quarterback in the history of the National Football League. If you take that away from them and they had just a good quarterback like they have, not a superhero, you are seeing some of the flaws. We'll talk about the deep ball. At this point, it is a low percentage play. We talk about dink and dunk and wanting their offense to be more dynamic. I mean, the Chiefs take chances down the field. They just can't convert any of those chances. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ken called into the show today. Ken, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man.
I think the problem is the former Bears coach, Matt Nagy. I think the team was a lot better when they hired Eric Bieniemy. I don't think Nagy is a offensive coach. I don't think he's a quarterback's coach. I think he's more of a quarterback killer and an offense killer. His offense is stagnant. To your point, they have so many weapons. I think the other guy said as well, they have so many weapons on that team, and they are not opening up that playbook where Mahomes can do his magic. And I think that is the issue, that is the challenge there as well. And then two, you have to know how to be able to call players with a mix of veteran players with the young receivers. I mean, you got some fast receivers on that team. There's no reason why they should not be going out to them. Don't get me wrong. Mahomes did overthrow a few players that he did do. But the trick plays, where are they? And I think that's the problem because it keeps the defense on their toes.
Absolutely, King. Great phone call, man. Really appreciate it. At this point, I don't really care how the rest of the season goes, at least in regards to this take. I want the Chiefs to get a true number one running back, and I want the Chiefs to get a new offensive coordinator next year. I just think it's time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.